So Kevin Hart was just tapped to host the Oscars, 2019 Oscars. I remember getting that notification on my phone thinking, wow, that's fucking awesome. So, you know, good job, Oscars. Getting some black people in there, that's what's up. 2019 is looking like it's going to be a good time. Yeah, there we go. Progress and all. And then 5 minutes later, Kevin Hart is stepping down from hosting the Oscars. What? Really? Like, that's just, he just, it's not even just like, right? Like, literally 30 minutes later. Okay, it's not literally, and it wasn't 30 minutes later, but it was the same day. He got tapped and then he got untapped. And I was like, well, that's some bullshit. Let me Google why it happened and why it happened that quickly. I go on Google, I type it up, and apparently some asshole, I don't, whack motherfucker, I don't sound right when I try to speak urban slang or whatever, but I sound cooler in my head. But yeah, some asshole pulled up some tweets that this dude wrote in 2008, 2009, I think, like damn near almost a decade ago, that were allegedly homophobic. My thought process is like, where are you, you know, throughout his whole entire motherfucking career? Like, those tweets have been there. What hating ass motherfucking asshole went through and had the time to dig through? Or is there like a separate Google search for haters where you could just go in and type in like any celebrity and then see if they said shit about black people or gay people or Jewish people or any other sort of oppressed group in this country? Like, I don't think that that's right. Like, I think that there needs to be a statute of limitations on how far back somebody can go and pull shit up from your social media. And I don't even know. I can't even tell you what I was doing in 2008. Like, I'm like a whole entire different person. I don't even have the same cells anymore. Like, you know, they say your body, I think every like 5 or 7 years or whatever, completely regenerates. And like, you don't even have the same cells that you were born with. Like, I'm literally not even the same fucking person. And you want to pull shit up from damn near a decade ago? What kind of hating ass motherfucker do you have to be? You know, and I don't know. I don't know why you can't just apologize and move on. Like, why you have to apologize and then step down on top of that. Like, damn, I already said I'm sorry. Like, who are you going to tap next? Because you already know, now that that people are aware of this, whoever it is that they tap next, I mean, you got to be like fucking Mother Teresa. Like, I'm not even going to say Gandhi, because apparently Gandhi was racist as fuck. Like, Gandhi was protesting racism by, you know, white people. But then he went to South Africa and was like dropping N words and shit against like African people. Like, how are you racist when you're being oppressed? I don't understand. But, and maybe that's what the problem is that people are having with Kevin Hart and his tweets. Like, you know, you're an oppressed, quote, minority, and you're, you know, saying things that are derogatory or discriminatory against another oppressed, you know, minority. But and I get it. I mean, I can respect that if it wasn't 10 years ago. Like, man, put yourself, think back to who you were as an individual a decade ago and who you are now. Like, if you're in your 20s, you were 10. If you're in your 30s, you were 20. Like, you didn't have a mortgage, you didn't have kids, you didn't have a marriage, you didn't have responsibilities, you probably didn't have a job, a career, or anything like that. So you're just online trifling. Like, you didn't read, you didn't give a fuck. You're, like, just barely a full-blown functioning, like, adult And this thing comes up and it's like, oh, it's Twitter. I'm just going to say whatever the fuck I want. Like, nobody's paying attention to me. Doesn't mean that deep down in the inner recesses of your soul, you're a fucked up person. It just means you're stupid. You know, it's, should you be punished for the stupid things, the stupid shit you did when you were a kid, when you were young? Like, if he said that shit, like, if he tweeted some of that shit, like, yesterday, yeah, I see it. Like, you're an asshole. You're still in present time, you know, present day, you're presently an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, okay. But, man, like, okay, so I paint, all right? If you compare my artwork from now to, like, my artwork from, like, 10 years ago, you'd be like, man, you, the fuck were you doing? Like, that's how I feel. Like, obviously, as time goes on, you kind of progress, right? But, like, that's life. Like, who is this? Like, who did this? I feel like whoever it is that outed him for the shit that he did, they need to be outed, too. Like, somebody needs to pull up who this person is and then do like a racism Google search on their Twitter feed and their Instagram and their Facebook page and social media and bust them out, you know? Now I know what you're thinking. Wow, she's talked for 7 minutes and she didn't make it about race. Yeah, I'm finna make it about race. Let's be fucking real. All right, let's be honest. Like, the optics are fucked up. Okay, so I just looked this morning, just checked out the news and what's going on with the whole Kevin Hart thing, and a few things kind of popped up. Nick Cannon, for example, just posted on his page about how, you know, people like Chelsea Handler calling people faggots, like, literally, like, 2 days ago, okay? Sarah Silverman calling people faggots. These are all white women, white people, and they can say stuff like this. And I read through the comments, and some people were like, yeah, that's a double standard. And then other people were like, this is bullshit. Like, they already, you know, are avid supporters of the gay community, so they could say that. Like, no, that's not how that shit works. That's not how that shit works. You can't do that. You cannot do that. That's that bullshit, okay? If they are avid supporters of the gay community, but they are not gay themselves, then people should have a problem with them dropping the F word, calling people faggots. Like, that's bullshit. We have black musicians that hang out with white musicians, and those white musicians that are also rappers, like the Eminem and I don't know, other people that are out there, they know they're not going to be dropping the N-word. And then you could say, and they could come out and say, like, yeah, like, we're, you know, I support the black community, or oh my, that's fine. But then that line drops, like, they're not on Instagram and Twitter saying shit against black people, and they know better. So that argument is bullshit. Like, oh yeah, well, you know, they support, and it's just eat a dick. Like, you're just saying that because you don't want to own up to responsibility. Like, this is fucked. It's fucked up. It is about race, because y'all made it about race. This is what I talked about in the last episode. White people do racist shit. People of color call them out on it. And then your response is, why y'all gotta make it about race? Like, because nobody else is digging, nobody else who has hosted the Oscars has had something like this happen, where shit from the past has been dug up on them, and then they had to, like, publicly apologize and then step down. And now I'm seeing Ricky Gervais, or whatever the fuck you say his name, talking about, oh, let me volunteer. It's a white guy. Like, this dude says offensive shit about everybody. He's a comic. He gets the pass because he's a comic and he's white. Like, I'm not going to go to racist Google and do a Google search on his shit to find out what fucked up things he said about people, but I'm sure it's out there. But he feels like he has the balls to come out and say, oh, this black man just lost his job. This, not even just a black man. It's like, this was just a regular dude. He's a fucking comic. Okay, it's their job to make fun of everybody. That's their fucking job. Okay? So he's not even coming up and saying, like, you know what, I think it's fucked up.
And I'm actually, as a comic, going to support his right to say that. And granted, let's also remember that this shit happened a decade ago, right? He's not doing that. He just sees a black man down and he's like, let me just step over his fucking body. Hey, guys, give me the job. Give me the opportunity. The optics are fucked up. The optics are fucked up. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. That's just all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to see how that shit plays out. But as your one black friend, I just need you to understand that the optics are fucked up. There's a double standard in this fucking country where black people are expected to literally be perfect. And the moment we make one type of mistake, and it's not even like a mistake until 10 years later when people judging by present day standards turn around and try to judge you for shit you've done in the past. You know, when we fuck up, it's like, ooh, that's it. Like, no more opportunities for you. Throw the stone at him. Like that's not fair. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, it's not just happening to black people. Like, there's like white people where this shit's happening to them too now. Like, these white men are getting accused of like sexual misconduct. Yeah, but it's not the same thing, dude. Like, he didn't violate any gay people physically. He didn't like rape or, you know, assault anybody. He said some dumb shit on Twitter 10 years ago. Let's not compare, because it's literally apples to oranges. So I'm going to say that shit. I'm going to leave it. Like, it's bullshit. We're going into this time now in our life. And I'm hoping that we see a reversal of this in 2019. But, like, shit's getting too PC out there. Like, it's too much. Like, I don't know when people forgot that we're all just, like, imperfect human beings and we all make mistakes. And it's, like, not only are people looking for you to fuck up now, people are going back in time to find situations when you fucked up to then pull it to the present time to judge you for it. And I don't think that that's fucking fair. And I don't think that that's fucking realistic. Like, that's, like, what the fuck? If you're going to hold something against me, hold it against me, the shit that I did like this year or last year or, you know, 3 years ago, whatever. But like, stop digging shit up from like decades ago. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, just ridiculous. We're not perfect people. We're human beings. I don't know when that memo went out that we're all fucking perfect, nobody makes mistakes, and half the people that are shitting on them use that same language in the privacy of their own homes or with their friends, if not worse. And of course, the argument to that is, well, yeah, so what if I say faggot or whatever? I'm not trying to host the Academy Award. Yeah, you're not, because you haven't worked for 20 fucking years like Kevin Hart has to get to where he is now to get the opportunity to host. So sit your ass down. Like, that doesn't fucking, yeah, you work at McDonald's. So yeah, you could you have nothing to lose. So you could say whatever the fuck you want because you haven't been presented those same opportunities because you haven't put in the work. But if I'm gonna put in the work, I'm gonna work my whole life, and then like 5 years, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I finally get to a point where I'm starting to like get recognition and I make it, and then people wanna bring up some fuck shit from things that I did like when I wasn't even the same decade age, like that would piss me off. And I think that was his response. Like, yo, I'm not gonna, like, why do you want me to apologize for something that I did? Like, who is judging me right now? Are y'all gods? Are we all gods here that we could just be like, I don't fuck up, you fuck up, you're fuck up, and you should lose this opportunity. And I'm gonna end that rant by saying, fuck the Oscars. He should have turned them down anyway before he even came there, because they were using him just for the optics. We already know what it is. We remember the whole Oscar so white hashtag that was trending like the year before this and then the year before that. And then the Oscars were like, oh, I guess we should probably, you know, stop being racist fucking assholes. And then the only reason why they hired him is for the optics. It's for the optics. So I really, really, really I'm just waiting to see who they fucking tap next to be the host for the Oscars. Like, let me see. And I hope that just the way that whoever it is anonymously dry snitched on Kevin Hart and pulled shit up from his tweets from a decade ago, I hope that whoever it is that gets chosen gets dragged through the mud and goes to the same bullshit. And then they have to apologize. And then they have to step down. And then maybe just we have no hosts, or we just have to go back to Jimmy Kimmel's lame ass being the Oscars. I mean, either way, I'm not watching it. I don't watch the Oscars. Bullshit. I don't give a fuck. And the more attention we give to these old motherfuckers trying to, like, you know, conserve the status quo, preserve the status quo, the more power they think that they have. If nobody tunes in, what power do they have? I don't give a fuck if you're an Oscar winner. Like, if I'm going to go see a movie, I'm going to see a movie if it's a good movie. This is not the 1900s anymore. This is not the, you know, 20th century. Like, we're moving past these antiquated, like, bullshit. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're a good actor and I like you, I'm like you. I don't care if there's an Oscar nomination or an Oscar award before your name. I don't give a fuck. There's some really good actors that have never been nominated or have never won the Academy Awards. And the only reason why people act like the Academy Awards are prestigious is because we as individuals keep affording them that prestige. Like, this bullshit. Fuck them. Fuck them. Boycott it. The Academy Awards should have been like, you know what? Like, he made a mistake. He apologized. Give him back his shit. Give him back his shit if y'all were really, really serious about changing things. Because it's funny that Mel Gibson was saying all sorts of racist, homophobic, sexist, crazy shit. And I think he's up for an Academy Award. I don't remember this motherfucker apologizing. When did he apologize? Of course, he doesn't have to, right? He's white. It's just black people that just have to fucking be perfect all the fucking time and just be on our P's and Q's. And, oh, I'm sorry. Like we're freaking 3/4 citizens. Like, we're still second-class citizens. I wish that Kevin Hart would have said, I'm not apologizing for shit, but I understand that he has 3 kids to feed. And by taking such a hard stance where his career, you know, is on the come up right now, it's risky. You know what I mean? Like, he would essentially be committing career suicide. And as a black man, he can't pull a Mel Gibson and disappear for a few years and then pop up again. Like, you only get certain, you know, opportunities in this country as a black person. Yeah, as a black person, I said it. It's true. That's a struggle. Take it or leave it. And he has to act accordingly. He just does. If you don't believe it, look at the difference between how the Obamas act and continue to act and how Trump is acting right now. I ended last week's, you know, podcast with, you know, conversation about how Trump leaned over and went to go shake Obama's hand. And I didn't get to finish that thought. But what I was basically getting at is that, like, Trump has some tiny brass balls. How are you going to sit next to me after you done talk shit about me for fucking damn near close to a decade and continue to do so? Like, just the whole Bertha thing, he got his wife talking, and then all this shit, like, still talking shit. Like, literally just watched an interview he did like last week that he was shitting on Obama. How are you going to say all this shit and then lean into me and offer me your fucking hand? I would have smacked his goddamn hand. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. And, like, don't give me your fucking hand, bitch. Like, and did you see that the Clintons just kept looking? Like, that's what I'm fucking talking about. The optics. It's not fair. As black people, we still have to act. No, let me rephrase that. As black people in this country, black people feel like we still have to act a certain type of way. Why didn't, if it's all about everybody just being cordial and acting properly or whatever, right, in public, and that's just like, well, Michelle's just being polite. Okay, well, why didn't Hillary do the same and shake his hand? Why didn't Clinton, being the president, lean over and at least turn away? They saw that nigga walking by. They saw him sit down. They knew he was there. Okay, but if the Obamas would have done what the Clintons did, everybody would have lost their shit. But the fact that the Clintons didn't even acknowledge it, everybody just, like, takes that shit and stride. Oh, well, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Like, it's funny. It's not fucking funny. I shouldn't have to shake your fucking hand. I should have the freedom as a human being and as an individual when somebody who just talks shit about me, this is the land of the fucking free, right? This is America. That's what makes us the greatest, quote, nation of the world or whatever, allegedly, right? Like, I should, as a human being, if you have been talking mad shit, putting my family at risk, putting my kids at risk, like putting me and my legacy at risk and saying all sorts of shit, and then trying single-handedly for the last 2 years plus to dismantle everything that I had just put up. Everything I'd done in 8 years, you've been single-handedly trying to dismantle that. I'm sorry, you sit next to me and you offer me your hand. I should have the right, regardless of whether or not I'm president or not, to smack your fucking hand. Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Or just pretend, like, if you don't want to be that aggressive and you don't want to play into that, quote, angry black person stereotype. Because once again, if you have an emotional reaction, like I'm having right now, because I'm a person of color, there are some people who will classify me as, quote, angry. Like, I can't have, like, real emotional feelings. Okay, so if you don't want to take that route, you don't want to smack hands, then he should have been able to do exactly what the Clintons did. Obamas should have been able to do exactly what the Clintons did and pretend that they didn't see that motherfucker, regardless of the optics, regardless of the optics. I mean, shit, he's not president anymore. Don't fuck around and make me president, because I would be as diplomatic as Barack, but as ignorant as Trump. Like, you're not gonna fucking disrespect me. And here's the fucked up part, is that Trump knew that Obama would have to shake his hand because he knows the weakness, and that's why he did it. He wasn't trying to be nice. He was doing it to say, yeah, I talk shit about you, and you still gonna shake my motherfucking hand. It's a power move. It's a power move, and people don't see that shit. And Obama's just sitting there with his legs crossed, just trying to be cool. Like, let me just shake your hand, get past this. Some bullshit. Like, if that motherfucker dies, I got to deal with your ass. I got to see you. You know, and I don't know how long we're going to be doing this shit. Now, the good thing is Obama is much younger than Trump. So, statistically speaking, there's only a few of these engagements that he's going to have to go to with niggas dying and shit before he's just going to be the last president standing because he's young as fuck, which I think is awesome. You know, and that's just karma playing it out. But, you know, in the meantime, that's that bullshit. You know, that's that bullshit. We live in an age of just dry snitching and bullshit. Just snitching on people for no fucking reason. No, he said that on Twitter. Let me pull out some tweets that he said. I don't give a fuck. If somebody pulled out a tweet of something somebody said about me in 2008, I don't give a fuck. 2008. Fuck niggers, okay? No, fuck you personally, okay? I don't give a fuck. You're just talking shit. As long as you're not trying to put your hands on me, as long as you're not pulling out a gun because you feared for your life, like, as long as you're not physically harming me, we live in America still, right? Like, it's the land of the free. We still have, like, freedom of speech, right? Like I said earlier, I'm not condoning what he said. Like, you can't just be walking. I didn't even read his tweets. I don't give a fuck. Because it's from 2008. I didn't read his tweets because I don't give a fuck. Okay, that being said, does that mean that I'm condoning hate speech against gays? No, I addressed that shit when I talked about Chelsea Handler and Sarah Silverman just using the F word, calling people faggots and shit all day, every day. That's fucked up. And they just did it 2018, like 2 days ago. Like, why isn't her show canceled? You know, why aren't their shows canceled? Why aren't people protesting them? Let a black female comedian call somebody a faggot in a joke now. Fired. Like, if we're going to compare women to women, It's unfucking fair. And at some point, we all have to kind of realize and start speaking out and saying, hey, like, this is bullshit, guys. Like, come on. You know, like, the statute of limitations on this shit. Everybody stop dry snitching. Like, just chill. It's December. You know, 2018 is almost over. We're moving into 2019. Like I just say, it's everybody's New Year's resolution. Let's all just fucking chill on the fucking snitching. Okay, how about that? You know, hold me accountable for shit I said within the last 2 to 3 years. Let that be the statute of limitation. you know, but don't pull shit up from a decade ago. Like, just, it's fucking weird, man. Just weird. That's where we're going now as a society.
Well, you said that.
You said it was me and it hurt my feelings. Fuck your feelings.